All right, everyone. Thanks for sending in all your thoughts on, the whole writing process. I mean, we've got articles, personal stories, tips, tricks, the whole shebang.
It's quite a collection.
Yeah, and what we're going to do with this deep dive is really kind of break down those crucial steps before you actually, put pen to paper or fingers to keyboard.
The pre-writing stage.
Yeah, exactly. And how pre-writing can really kind of transform your whole writing game.
And honestly make that whole staring at a blank page thing a thing of the past.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think we've all been there.
Absolutely.
Right? So we're talking about a shortcut to more focused, less stressful, and ultimately more successful writing.
And all backed by, real research, psychology, neuroscience, productivity studies.
The good stuff. The stuff that works. So have you ever sat there just like staring at that blinking cursor, just completely clueless about where to even begin?
Oh, yeah. I think we've all been there.
I know I have. So let's unpack this together.
Sounds good.
Okay. So one of the first things that really jumped out from all the stuff you sent in was how crucial it is to really understand your core purpose. Like, it's not just about the topic you're writing about, but really digging deep into why you're writing this in the first place.
Right, the underlying motivation.
Exactly. Is it to, inform somebody, to persuade them, to share something you've learned, to connect with them on a deeper level?
To make them feel something.
Yeah, like one of the articles talked about this author who felt this kind of need to give back after receiving, a pretty significant award or recognition. It was like they wanted to share all the knowledge and insights they'd gained over the years.
To contribute to the field in a way.
Yeah, and it makes you think, right, what's that driving force behind your current writing project?
What's your why?
Right, what's that thing that's pushing you to put those words down on paper or, on the screen?
It's like that internal compass guiding your writing journey.
Totally. And speaking of guidance, another big theme that came up was the importance of setting really clear goals. Like, not just I want to write something, but like a super specific vision of what that something is and what you hope it will achieve.
Yeah, the sources were pretty clear about the pitfalls of vague objectives. Like, I want to write a blog post. Well, okay, about what and for whom and with what purpose?
Yeah, it's like saying I want to go on a trip, but you don't know where you're going, how you're getting there, or what you're going to do when you get there.
You'll probably end up just staying home.
Exactly. And that's where, that feeling of being overwhelmed by a massive undefined writing task, that's like a welcome mat for procrastination.
Absolutely. When you're faced with something huge and undefined, your brain basically just shuts down.
Right. So it goes, nope, not dealing with that.
And that's where this idea of breaking things down into smaller, more manageable steps comes in.
Right. Chuck it up.
Exactly. Like, instead of thinking I need to write this whole research paper, think about it as, okay, I'm just going to focus on outlining the introduction today.
Then tomorrow I'll tackle the first main argument.
And then maybe gather supporting evidence for that argument the next day. Breaking it down makes the whole thing feel less like climbing Mount Everest.
And more like a nice walk in the park.
Well, maybe not a walk in the park, but definitely less daunting.
For sure. And the sources actually offered some pretty cool frameworks for this, like the Eisenhower Matrix.
Ah, yes, the classic urgent versus important.
Right, like, is answering this email right now truly the most important thing I could be doing, or should I be focusing on outlining my argument, which will actually, move my project forward?
It's about prioritizing effectively, making sure you're spending your precious time and energy on the things that truly matter.
And then there's the whole SMART goals approach.
Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-bound.
The gold standard of goal setting, right? And it can be applied to writing, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, instead of saying, I need to work on the introduction, you could say, I'm going to write a 250-word draft of my intro, clearly stating my thesis and outlining my three key points by, 5 p.m. tomorrow.
Now that's a goal you can actually work with.
Right. It's specific, it's measurable, it's achievable, hopefully relevant. And it has a deadline.
It transforms those vague intentions into concrete, actionable steps.
Okay, so you've got a handle on why you're writing. You've broken down your writing monster into bite-sized pieces. What's next?
Well, the sources really highlighted the often overlooked impact of your environment.
Like your physical workspace.
And your digital work, too.
Right? There was even this funny little throwback to our student days, meticulously setting up our study areas, like getting the lighting just right, the perfect chair, all the highlighters and pens neatly arranged.
Turns out maybe that wasn't just procrastination in disguise after all.
Maybe we were onto something.
Right, because our external environment actually has a profound impact on our internal mental state.
It's like your surroundings can either support your focus or totally sabotage.
Clutter, distractions, noise, they all compete for our attention, making it so much harder to concentrate.
And the research backs this up. Studies show that a consistent, organized environment can actually boost cognitive performance.
It's like freeing up mental bandwidth so you can actually focus on the task at hand.
Which in this case is writing. So think about it. If you're constantly getting bombarded by notifications dealing with a messy day or just a generally chaotic environment, your brain is working overtime to filter all that out just to try and stay on track.
And that mental strain can lead to feeling overwhelmed and exhausted, which guess what leads to procrastination?
So the advice to create a quiet, organized workspace free from distractions, as obvious as it sounds, it's something we really have to be intentional about.
Absolutely. And in today's digital world, managing that digital environment is just as important, if not more so.
Oh, yeah. The constant pull of social media, email, news, it's relentless.
So the suggestion to use website blockers or even, you know, what might seem radical to some, turning off your phone, that can be incredibly powerful.
It's like giving your brain permission to just focus on one thing.
And there's this concept called attention residue, which basically means when you switch between tasks, like from writing an email to checking social media to writing again, fragments of those previous tasks linger in your mind.
So you're never fully present with any one task?
Exactly. And that makes it so much harder to achieve that deep focus that writing requires. So minimizing those digital distractions helps reduce that attention residue.
And it creates space for you to actually get into that flow state where the words just seem to flow effortlessly.
Okay, so we've talked about minimizing distractions, but the sources also touched on the physical comfort of your workspace.
Right, like proper lighting, a comfortable chair, your screen at the right height.
These might seem like minor details, but they can make a huge difference in your ability to focus for extended periods.
I mean, if you're physically uncomfortable, your brain is going to be sending you signals to get out of that situation.
Which again can manifest as procrastination.
You're basically giving your brain an excuse to avoid writing.
And I found the mention of rituals and mindfulness practices really interesting.
Yeah, me too. It's like intentionally creating a mental and physical space that's conducive to focused work.
Like having a pre-writing ritual, even something as simple as making a cup of tea and closing your office door.
Right. It signals to your brain that, okay, it's writing time now.
And even a few minutes of mindfulness, like a short meditation, can help calm anxiety and improve your emotional regulation.
Which in turn can make it easier to stay focused and avoid those procrastination traps.
So it's about creating an environment, both internal and external, that supports deep focused work.
Okay, so you've created your focus zone. You're clear on your purpose and goals. Now, let's talk about the actual preparation for writing, research, and outlining.
This is where you lay the foundation for a solid piece of writing.
And the sources were pretty adamant about this being crucial for overcoming that initial feeling of, I don't even know where to start.
Because when you feel uncertain about your topic or how to structure your argument, that can be a major source of anxiety and procrastination.
Right. It's like you're standing at the edge of a forest with no map and no compass.
But thorough research and outlining, they give you that roadmap.
They help you make sense of the vast wilderness of information.
And the sources highlighted the importance of not just doing research, but doing it effectively.
Gathering, organizing your sources, making sure you're using credible information.
And for anyone doing academic writing or anything that requires citations, those tools like Zotero or Mendeley, they can be lifesavers.
Oh yeah, they keep all your sources organized to make citing everything so much easier.
And there was that funny anecdote about the author who spent years just collecting articles.
Yeah, maybe not the most efficient approach, but it definitely shows how important it is to have a solid base of knowledge.
Right, so the takeaway is be deliberate with your research, conduct it thoroughly before you start writing.
Identify your key sources, whether it's books, journals, websites, interviews, and then really engage with that material. Take notes, highlight key points, synthesize the information.
It's about actively processing the information so you can start forming your own conclusions and arguments.
Then comes outlining, which, let's be honest, sometimes feels like an extra step.
Like a hurdle you have to jump over.
But the sources really emphasize how crucial it is for structuring your writing logically and making sure you're not missing any key points.
It's like creating a blueprint for your writing.
So you don't end up with a rambling, incoherent mess.
And outlining doesn't have to be this rigid, formal process. You can start by just jotting down all your ideas in whatever order they come to you.
Like a brain dump.
Exactly. And then you can start to see the connections between those ideas and organize them into a logical structure.
You can use traditional headings and subheadings or even visual tools like mind maps.
Whatever works best for you, the key is to find a way to visually represent the flow of your argument.
And outlining can actually save you a ton of time in the long run because you're less likely to get stuck or have to go back and make major revisions later.
It's about thinking through your argument in advance so the actual writing process is smoother and more efficient.
All right, so you've done your prep work, you've got your outline, you're feeling ready to write. Now what?
Now comes the actual drafting stage.
Time to put those words down.
And the key here is to overcome that initial resistance, that feeling of, I don't know where to begin.
That blank page paralysis.
Establish a consistent writing schedule, create a routine that works for you, and stick to it.
And don't get bogged down in trying to make it perfect right away.
Just get your ideas down in their raw form.
Embrace the messiness of the first draft.
And don't be afraid to experiment with different techniques like timed writing intervals. Set a timer for 10 or 15 minutes and just write continuously without stopping to edit.
It can help you get into that flow state and silence that inner critic.
And pay attention to your own natural rhythms. Find the times of day when you feel most alert and focused and dedicate those times to writing.
And don't underestimate the power of time management techniques like the Pomodoro technique or time blocking.
Schedule your writing sessions. Treat them as important appointments.
And those self-imposed deadlines, while they might seem a bit arbitrary, they can actually be really motivating.
They create a sense of urgency and accountability.
It's all about building momentum and keeping yourself moving forward.
Each small step you take makes the next one a little bit easier.
Now let's talk about that inner critic again. Because writing can be a pretty solitary and self-critical process.
You're often alone with your thoughts and doubts.
And it's easy to get caught up in those feelings of, do I even have the right to write this? Is this any good? Will anyone even care?
That's where self-compassion comes in.
It's about being kind to yourself, acknowledging that setbacks are normal, and not letting those doubts paralyze you.
That quote from Desiderata about being gentle with yourself, it's so relevant here.
It's a reminder that you don't have to be perfect, especially in those early stages.
Embrace the imperfection of the first draft, focus on progress over perfection.
And celebrate those small victories along the way.
Finishing a paragraph, completing a section, meeting your writing goals for the day, those are all worth celebrating.
And remember, it's okay to take breaks, to step away from your writing, to seek support from others when you need it.
You're not alone in this writing journey.
Now, the sources also talked about the importance of actively seeking out inspiration and staying motivated.
Especially when procrastination is trying to take over.
So surround yourself with things that inspire you, whether it's books, articles, quotes, even conversations with other writers.
Talking about your writing can help you clarify your ideas and get unstuck.
And don't be afraid to reward yourself for your writing accomplishments.
Even small rewards can help create positive associations with writing and make the process more enjoyable.
So to kind of wrap things up, this deep dive with all the stuff you sent in, it really highlights that procrastination isn't some insurmountable character flaw.
It's a challenge that can be overcome with the right strategies.
And these pre-writing techniques we've discussed, they're not just about writing faster or as efficiently.
They're about creating a more focused, less stressful, and ultimately more fulfilling writing experience.
And, you know, one of the sources even joked about just hiring a professional writing team or relying on AI.
But then questioned whether that would really bring the same sense of personal satisfaction.
Because at the end of the day, writing is a deeply personal and rewarding process.
And thoughtful preparation is the key to unlocking that potential.
So as you go forth on your writing adventures, remember to invest time in those pre-writing stages.
Create a supportive environment, both internal and external.
And be kind to yourself along the way.
And with that in mind, here's something to ponder. What's one small change you could make to your writing routine that you think would have the biggest impact?
Or thinking back on your past writing struggles, how might a more deliberate pre-writing phase have changed things? Just something to think about until our next deep dive.
Happy writing, everyone.
See ya.